Let's move on and talk about mantle cell lymphoma, and maybe you can talk about your 60-year-old man, maybe just kind of summarize the earlier therapy he had, and we can focus on what happened when he had relapsed disease.
This was someone who we treated a number of years ago who had advanced stage disease. We treated him with R-CHOP as induction, and based on the original European mantle cell data, we consolidated him with high-dose therapy and autotransplant. As I recall, I think he only had a partial remission to R-CHOP, which did not bode well. He then received one cycle of rice prior to transplant and still had marrow-positive disease and had an autotransplant. And at that point in time, we didn't know that rituximab maintenance was beneficial. Did not receive rituximab maintenance, but went on a study with rinostatin bortezomib maintenance, but unfortunately had a relapse 2 years after autotransplant. At that point, I believe we treated him with ibrutinib therapy, and he had a nice response. Symptoms were controlled, lymphadenopathy improved. Unfortunately, by about 8 months, as I recall, after initiating therapy, he had progressive disease, which was rapidly progressive, and unfortunately succumbed to his mantle cell lymphoma at that point.